No, it's going
to
be guys.
That's fine. Let's call the Monday, February 25th, Plan Commission to order. Roll call. We have Hansen.
Here.
Retzloff.
Here.
Rope.
Here.
Perillo.
Here.
Dart.
Here.
And Collada, present. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda.
Move to approve.
Retzloff?
I had a question.
Yeah, question, yes.
It says, Plan Commission, Village Board joint meeting.
That should be taken off the Village Board.
Oh, yeah. That's why Randy got messed up. He calls them. I'm like, no. Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
I just thought the same thing and didn't comment on it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now can we get a second?
I'll second.
Perillo? Any discussion?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Agenda topic three, minutes from the January 28th meeting, which was a joint meeting between the board and the Planning Commission. Has everyone had an opportunity to review?
Just a question on the third page under dislikes. Line says painted walkways. Was that really crosswalks? Painted crosswalks?
I want to say yes. We had a discussion. I think you, Penny Dart, might have said something about that, didn't you? About the different styles?
About styles
I thought
walkways.
You did. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of discussion.
But I didn't.
Crosswalks?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had that change. I had just a comment on page two under why have a T&D ordinance, the third bullet down, required by the state of Wisconsin, required. And then I know we get wrapped up in this on page three under final direction for T&D development, the fifth bullet, work with Plan Commission for approval. And I understand the board is, we're basically working as a representative, but we only have the power to make a recommendation. So maybe that should be changed to recommend action to the board or something like that. Any other?
Can I just put recommendation of these items rather than approval?
That's fine. I just don't like the word approval because the Plan Commission, that's not our responsibility or authority by state statute. Yes?
Are these minutes not joint, though?
They are, but it's work with the Plan Commission for approval because its final direction is that Brown County's working with the Plan Commission for final approval. That's the way it's broad enough that that's broad enough I wanted to clarify it. If nothing else, I would accept a motion with the pending changes.
We'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Approved by Hansen.
Second.
Second by Trustee Dart. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Agenda topic four, announcements. Any announcements, Tracy?
I just have a few. I just want to introduce Barb Copeland. I should know that. She's on the Star Bowl. She is going to be a Plan Commission member if the Village Board appoints her at their next meeting. She applied for the position. She's applied as an alternate. Right now we actually have a regular member space available, but with Judy coming back, that would be, and we still would have one more. So we probably have a regular position available as well. And Barb has got a lot of good background. She was a building inspector here for a lot of years, and she's now a building inspector in Bellevue, so she can bring in a lot of good insight, good information to us as well. And she knows that she does sit on our Historical Preservation Committee right now, so you have that conduit back and forth between them as well. So hopefully the board will appoint her. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I can't see why they wouldn't either.
So at the next meeting, hopefully she will be here and be part of the committee.
Can we say if the board does not appoint her, is that one of them has to participate? You can always do that.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. TIF, I just want to let you know the TIF was finalized by the state. This is our final binder. Everything was in place. Everything is set with the boundary that we proposed, with the parcels in there, with everything that you guys have seen in the past, and I know it's been a while. So that was approved. Started the beginning of this year. So we now have everything in line for our TIF. And having said that, Economic Development is going to be working with the Alloy Business Association to do a TIF press conference to announce that the Village of Alloy now has a TIF, what the boundaries are, kind of have a big press conference on it. And you will all receive an invite to it, but just to give you a heads up, it'll be April 23rd. It'll be in conjunction with the Alloy Business Association regular monthly meeting. They start the meeting at 11:30. They'll have their meeting and then their lunch till 12:30, and then at 12:30 will be the press conference. It's right at the Village Grill down at Hoffman. So just keep that date in mind. Like I said, we will get invites out to everybody. Why are you grinning?
I'm just laughing because they're holding at a place that is outside the TIF district. That's just, I think it would be more appropriate to have it right on the corner, but that's just me. So that's, yes, that's why I'm laughing to myself, and now it's on tape.
Yeah,
so
where they hold their regular meetings, so that's
April
23rd. So April 23rd, plan at 11:30. If you would like to go to lunch, what I'll have Sarah do is maybe get out invites to all of you for lunch. If you would like to go to that early and then stay for the press conference, that would be great. And then you can see what Alloy Business Association does as well. So it'll hopefully be a pretty good group there, and be exciting. We're going to have Ellers, a representative from Ellers, come up to do a presentation or just do a brief statement at the press conference. Village President Steve Ananavin will be there as well to make some statements. The ABA chair will probably just announce us. I will probably make some statements, and then maybe there will be another village board member or somebody else that will make some statements in regard to the TIF. So So keep that in mind, and we would love to see you there. I realize it's during the day, and a lot of you work, and maybe can't get away, but if you can sneak away for lunch, it might be a good time to do it. So, love to have you.
Will Ellers kind of go over all of the presentation materials to make sure the nomenclature is correct?
Yeah, they will be. Yeah, so they'll be going through. Well, we already got the facade document done. That will be available there. We already got the TIF incentive one done. Some mapping. We'll get some big mapping that will be out to show the area.
Well, there's this issue of TIF or TID. So I just...
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Just those little details.
And then they will be speaking. They're not going to go into an in-depth presentation on it. They're going to be very brief, probably 1 to 2 minutes in their comments. To kind of explain the TIF, we'll hit on Alprahim and Assad and the TIF incentive program, how that works, and get out information in regard to that. So it will not be hours and hours of information, but hopefully enough to get the press there and get some of the press for it and get some. We're going to try to invite some developers in the area and some business people and all that. So we'll hopefully get some people that could benefit from the TIF.
Yes.
As well.
I guess one other question on this, is the website going to be live at this time with the TIF information or TID or whatever the...
We will get something out on the website, but it will be the existing website.
Okay.
We are working right now. We have an intern that's working on setting up the website for us and is working with a local company that does websites. So she's working on it. I'm not going to guarantee it will be live by the time that she gets... We will have the information out there, but it will be on the old one rather than a new one.
Just so there's a contact, you or... And then we also talked about a worksheet way back when, just so we don't alarm the citizens that, hey, we're not coming in, we're not knocking down homes.
Right.
Was that also going to be put up on the...
That document was done.
Right.
We have that done, and that will be out there as well.
Okay, excellent.
And like what the TIF is, that we're not going to come and, just pull those buildings to hold those.
Because with the media, I mean, it's great for the business side, but you might get concerned citizens, so you're just ready for both.
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Okay. Agenda topic 5, any public appearances? Barb, welcome. Yeah, you'll talk it out for the future. Agenda topic 6, zoning code amendment 1105, parent 3.
This is just a recommendation that came really from our building inspector, and it has to do with eight residential districts. And if you look in the back of your sheet, it talks about use regulations, and the following are allowed in that use. and it specifically lists family daycare homes that are licensed. His concern is someone can have a family daycare home with four children and less, and they do not have to be required by this, or licensed by the state. So he would just like the license to be taken out of there. He does not want to disallow a non-licensed daycare center or daycare home in the A residential area. So that's really the only change that we have with that one. He has had some calls on that, and he's allowed them to go ahead if they're four or less, but technically in our ordinance, it would not allow that because they are not licensed.
Should we have something that maybe states license when required by state law? I mean, because then you could cover both.
Yeah, we could say family daycare homes and family daycare licensed or something like that.
That are required by state to be licensed. Maybe it's not necessary. It's just that then you'd know you have two different scenarios there.
Right. And I guess my question was, what was driving this? So you're just saying the building inspector noticed this inconsistency, and that's it's something we should address.
Yes, and he's had calls from people wanting to do a family daycare in the A residential, and technically, if they aren't licensed, they cannot have a family daycare in a residential by the verbiage in the ordinance, but he doesn't feel that's what the ordinance really was set for. He thinks that anyone having four or less, they could still have a family daycare, and it would be prohibitive in an A residential, but because it's not licensed, it is not technically allowed right now. But he has allowed them to do that. He said if you have four or less, do your thing. So.
Any other discussion? Otherwise, we kind of had a pretty good idea that maybe there should be an amendment. Now, we were asked to make a recommendation. Is anyone willing to do that at this time? Trustee Dart.
I'd recommend that. I make a motion to recommend that we approve the change with the addition of some verbiage that would state license when required by state law.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. And then, is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. You got the recommendation, Roger? Just to make sure that... And I think
Tracy's reiterate the recommendation.
Basically, to come up with wording to the effect to make sure that there is the, I don't know how you say it, the removing the word license, but also making sure, if appropriate, that they follow the state process.
Yeah.
Something to that. And I don't think we're picky how it's worded, just so it covers both.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to Dan. Maybe he has some good verbiage I can recommend for that.
With that, we'll move on to agenda topic 7, Zoning Code Amendment 11.29. Parent G.
This amendment has to do with our site plan review process. And in fact, Barb, who was looking through some work at Resurrection Church, had brought this up. Our site plan review does not require churches right now because our churches are all in a residential district and they're a special use within the A residential district. And if you look at the ordinance on the back, land use zoning, this ordinance applies to, and it lists everything but in a residential. So Dan, again, had some concerns, and when Barb brought it up, we did require it, if you remember, with the church on Libel and Broadview. We required it there, just thinking, well, that's just part of the whole process, and we required it. And then when we worked with Barb, she said, well, it doesn't even say there in there. So this is adding that, and we were going to just say churches, but the best way to put it, as we talked about with Dan, was to say any ordinance applies to a residential district building projects that require a conditional use permit. So that would bring in all the churches, that would bring in like the McCormick home, or any type of facility that's in a residential district but is not a residential process. Then the site plan could be used for them as well. So again, it's more of a cleanup type thing to allow us to go ahead with that.
Tracy, would that also bring in, like, I don't know if it was last year we passed something dealing with, like, people that have gotten out of the prison system and they're living in different neighborhoods? Yeah, transitional neighborhood. Or is that separate? That's its own?
High density.
Okay, that's high. Okay, thank you. I couldn't remember how that was worded. Any discussion or questions on this?
I had a...
Yes, go ahead.
Just a grammar or a tense issue there, which says required. Should it say require? A residence district building projects that require a conditional use, or is required? It kind of sounds like referring
it's
to something
past.
That
you
or it could
looked
be,
at in the past.
It could also be... that are required to obtain a conditional use permit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Either.
Well, and it is projects that required it too, because if you remember with the McCormick home, when we went through that whole process,
mm-hmm.
When they first built their church, they had to get a conditional use permit. And we have a kind of an issue down the way on Libel. There's that little church way on the south end of Libel.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the east side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has purchased it, and they were going to make it into something totally different. And they can't because the conditional use permit is there. They'd have to apply for a new conditional use permit. So
I understand. The past tense is
yes.
appropriate now.
Yes. Yeah, it should be required because it would have been, because their church, when their church was built, would have had to have a conditional use permit as well. So that required or require. We can do both, I suppose. I don't know how many other...
I hadn't thought about it.
Yes.
Referring to something that had taken place in the past that you're...
Well, then you could say projects that are required to be granted a conditional use permit. You get the syntax correct.
Do you mind if I just ask a question because I'm curious? Kind of related back to the previous amendment. For residential child care locations that are licensed above 4, are there requirements according to building code or state statute of what they have to have in their home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is something like that with changes, does that have to go through a process, or are they allowed to do that?
If there's a daycare facility that needs to be licensed, Barb was kind of asking that, they would have guidelines as far as how many restrooms have to be there, how many kids they could have in the home, how many square footage of the area would have to be available. So there are guidelines that they would have to meet.
That's part of being the license. That's the licensing requirements.
The license part. And then the building inspector would get involved in it because they would have to look at those types of things and make sure they were meeting those.
Okay. So that's not a conditional use or anything?
No.
Okay.
No. Separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would also be required to have an operator's license here,
right.
too.
Yes. Yeah, because Dan would get a call. He gets several calls from daycare facilities or people that want to start a daycare facility, and then he works through. So it's not uncommon, especially lately. You said there seems to be a lot more interest in that type of thing to have daycare facilities. And, you know, he gets very involved in them because they have to make sure that they're done and handled right. And not too many kids. One called, so they want to put 40 kids in the daycare, home daycare. So, why isn't that happening? You know, there's way too many kids. That is not, well, we have the upstairs, the basement, and the mid floor. He's like, no, it is not going to happen. We have to have this many restrooms, and, you know, so it's just a matter of going back and do the process with them.
Tracy, do you know how many licensed daycares are there in Alloy? I know there's the vacant one on Riverside in the southern part of the village towards the pier.
Yeah. But you could have home ones that you're not even aware of, Chris, that people have in their homes that have more than 4 children.
And they are licensed?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've never asked Dan how many, and I don't know if he knows exactly how many are out there.
The state usually takes...
Yeah, takes care of most of it.
And they have a list of them.
Yeah. And then he must get it from the state when they go for their licensing, or they license the people, then the state must contact the local building inspector to say this is what's going on. He must get involved in that.
So good discussion. How do we want to handle this?
I'll
I'll make a motion to accept. I don't think we had a problem with this, if I'm not mistaken.
There was a question about
the tents.
Correct,
right,
but that was...
Yeah, I just was only... I didn't think about it the way
you... Not in the context.
Yeah, not in the context that you described, so I'm fine with it. No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept as printed.
Okay, a motion by Perillo. A second?
A second.
Hanson, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Moving on to agenda topic 8, review and approval of the Plan Commission position description.
I just want to say to him, sorry to say it to you, but Trevor, who is our intern, unfortunately has classes on Monday night, so he will never be able to make unless he skips one, and I'm like, I don't really want classes to come. So he may in the future decide to skip one on his own board. But I told him that's fine. So a lot of this he's put together and he's worked through, but unfortunately he is not able to come to do the presentation, which is too bad because he's put a lot of time and energy into it. But so he got me instead, and today I worked with him through it as well. This is kind of going back to maybe 2011, when we talked about...
No, this would probably come 2000. Well, we talked about it, but this comes back to when we looked at, we became a plan commission. We used to be a planning and zoning committee. More zoning, no planning, really. And so we struggled, and the village president struggled with what's a position description for the Economic Development Committee and what's the role of now the plan commission. And so that's still not formalized, and so that's one of the things we asked for this, but I think we're also going to need in the future, one thing at a time, is a position description for the chair and for the vice chair. We should probably have that also, just to give Trevor some more.
And he's also working on something for economic development.
Okay.
So we wanted to wait to get some of your input tonight, see what you thought, to see if that was anything you wanted to really feed into economic development, but he's going to be working on that as well. But the document you see before you, I got some feedback from Vlad or some grammatical type things, maybe some other good stuff that we have in here. But it really is looking a lot at the document that the state put together in the booklet that it had.
It was from the Stevens Point Land Information Center.
So really looking at the areas we did contact some other communities to see what they had. A lot of people clearly have position descriptions, especially in this area. We found a couple in the western part of the state that had something. But so it's really kind of looking at their base is where this came from and looking at what we're doing now. And, of course, it's open for debate. Some of the things on the back where he talks about, you know, some of the Wisconsin Statute 62.23, that is, like Chris said, that is going back to a lot of the things that are in our state statute for plan commissions and what some of your guidelines and things that you can do. We may not be doing all of this, and maybe some of this we don't want in here, but this is what is listed in state statute and things that a plan commission can and does get involved in or can legally get involved in. So that's where all of that came in, that big section. So that's it, and that's, like I said, a work in progress. We're looking for some input from you, so we hopefully can change it up and adapt it and come up with something that you really do like.
And so, Roger, you provided comments. I didn't have time to go through
right.
the comments. I don't know if there was a lot on this one or just some.
Just a few.
And I have a few comments, but not many at all. I think
I don't know if...
Why don't we
just want to, I mean, I don't know how you want to approach this, but I would think we could say that, you know, something like, you know, we accept the position description and theory with the understanding that additional editing is necessary. And it will, when final editing is completed, it'll be brought before us for final acceptance, I guess. Something like that. But I just think there are some questions.
Why don't we spend till 7 o'clock on this? Just throw a few minutes at this. Go ahead and hit some of your highlights, Roger, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, Just in the sense of how these bulleted items on the bottom, starting on page one, the bottom half, community planning, public participation, plan and implementation, the bullets usually just say that what the what the criteria is. But then down under plan implementation, we start to see the plan commission should, the plan commission may, the plan commission must. I would think we just strike all of those because they tend to be confusing and inconsistent with the other way that we're describing the duties of the plan commission. So
just take out the part that says
the plan commission, whatever.
So then instead of saying that, like that first one, their plan information, develop and recommend ordinances.
Right. Yes. So. Then under, at the top of the second page, the development review, the second bulleted item there. I just came up with some alternate wording for this, which states, provide preliminary and final recommendations to the village board for PDD and conditional use development plans and permitting in accordance with Village Ordinance 11.25. And then act as liaison between the developer and the village board.
But do we really act as the liaison? I mean, that's more the staff's role as the liaison.
I agree with that staff as liaison, but I think you guys are too, because you really get down to the nutsy boltsy stuff of the development, so I think you work a lot closer with the developer than Village Board does, and maybe you are serving that liaison role.
Well, we try and rip their proposals apart or something we can live with. I mean, we're not doing a whole lot of liaison. We either we have concerns or we don't have concerns.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe that isn't a good word. I was just thinking of it more as you guys have more contact with the developer and work with them closer. On your development, it may come back to you a couple times if you guys would look at it and you're not comfortable with it. It could come back again. It could come back repeated times to you guys before you feel like you're sending it on the village board. So, that was my thinking on it, but maybe...
That makes sense. It seems like we feel like we've got to take these things pretty much as they're presented, and I think we should work with the developers to get them to upgrade their proposals whenever possible. So,
another thing that might be good, I've been thinking about it, is we have the site plan review process, and even the PDD process, which we have early meetings with developers and staff, and maybe we want a plan commission member to sit on that. The bad part about that, again, it's during the day, and the meetings they vary so much. But it might be a good thing to have a plan commission member involved in that early discussion so you know kind of what's been going on. And then when it comes here, somebody on the commission has been involved in some of those early discussions with the developer. So it's just something to think about. But again, it's kind of hard because you guys all have full-time jobs potentially and get away during the day when staff is meeting with the developer. It's kind of tough.
Could be an opportunity for an old retired guy.
There you
like
go.
Myself.
Howard can do it. Keep you busy.
Don't have to stay home and walk the dogs.
Well, we could solve that another meeting, but yes.
Something I thought about the other day.
So anyways, what I basically proposed there was simplifying the wording. Instead of have it be a discussion format, just like the others are, just. Make it a simple directive description. Again, provide preliminary and final. Our job is to provide preliminary and final recommendations to the village board for the PDD and conditional use development plans and permitting in accordance with village ordinance. So, and we, you know, I don't have any problem with leaving off the liaison part. So that's more of an administrative procedure than anything else. So.
One more, and then we'll go on to.
I had a question on the under miscellaneous powers.
Sure.
The first one, employer contract experts or staff or services. Is that approved by the village? Do we have the authority to execute a contract with?
It would have to be approved by the village board.
Okay. So.
It said may with permission. I mean, but
okay.
Yes.
So. We could say employer contract experts or staff or services as approved by the village board.
And I guess just two quick ones I had under meetings and commitments. Bullet number two, special meetings may be called at the discretion of the plan commission members. I would prefer that's either the chair or the vice chair versus everybody saying, I'm retired and I have nothing to do, let's meet for the meet. I mean, I think
you know, it's like that too.
Yeah.
You can bring your dogs over to my house.
Yeah, sure. And then the other, I always have trouble when things really can't be defined. And under bullet number three, under meetings and commitments, the Plan Commission also works closely with the Economic Development Committee. How do you define works closely? We sat in two joint meetings with them. Is that working closely? It's one of those, I think the village has done a great job as far as sharing, like I as a chair get the notes from all the committees, which can be overwhelming, but at the same time I can see what's going on, I can see historic preservation, I can see what economic development's doing. So from that aspect it's close, but it's not close that we're meeting with them all the time. We no longer have a member on their group. Well, we do have Trustee Dart, so I guess
That's a good word.
But then if we are going to say that, which I'm okay with.
If we're going to keep it consistent with the format of the other points, we could just say something like, consider the recommendations of the Economic Development Committee in promoting business and economic development in the community.
But really, I would hope we'd work with all committees as appropriate. I mean, like the East River Trail, if there's impacts, parts of that goes into the TIF district area. Well, I hope we're on board with that. If they're doing connections along the trail down from Webster down to Riverside, well, there's a reconstructive Riverside. Riverside's in the TIF district. So there's a whole bunch of things. I hope we're just not limiting one or two committees. I think if it's appropriate, I'll work with every committee.
Should we collaborate with other village committees as appropriate?
Sure.
Sure. That'd be good.
Keep it general.
Yeah. And that gets into like our meeting last year with historic preservation as they develop as a committee, and we'll get to a topic with them later on in the agenda. I mean, it's just we can't just be tunnel vision. We have to, whatever's good for the community, we'll work with that group.
Okay, so totally take out the one specific to economic development and just say collaborate with other village communities as appropriate.
Unless it's that important that we want economic development singled out.
Is the word in conjunction, would that work? I mean, really, it's a lot of things you have to do together.
Yeah. I mean, I think, because economic development planning is only really tied together a lot. I mean, usually it's one department, it's all within one department. So maybe you want a separate line item with them, but I think you should also say you should work with other village communities as appropriate, because that's a good thing, too. So, I don't know, but you could just do it as one lump sum and leave it generic, too.
Yeah. I mean, with the TIF district, though, I mean, maybe we do want to have both. Maybe we do specifically want to mention the business aspect. I just don't want to leave out everybody, all the other committees.
Oh, I don't think so. That's a good catch.
So now we're a couple minutes over, but they were my point, so it's okay. Does anyone else have anything real quick? Whenever somebody's the next chair, they can have that discretion to go over a couple of minutes as far as I'm concerned. Is there anything, is that enough? I don't know if we're at a point to make a recommendation.
Yeah, I'll take the information information you have. So just so I get clearly on economic development, do you want two separate ones on those, or what are your feelings? Should I do two separate, and then you guys can look at it again, or what do you think?
I kind of like the idea of having the economic development spelled out there. Just,
okay.
I don't know why.
So
just because there's been some past history with things not working so well.
Yeah.
When that group got started, they really didn't have any directive except for do the sign code. So.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll leave economic development and we'll reword that a bit, and then we'll put in that other piece. And then we'll just tweak it, as you guys have said, and then we'll bring it back next month. Let's go look at it again. If you see anything between time, please let me know, or you can get a hold of Trevor direct. He has an email as well, trevorintern@shirleyvalley.com. So if you want to just email some things to him directly, you can do that too. Because he's the one that will work on this and do all the revisions. And
I guess my one challenge to the Planning Commission members is maybe read through this, as like Tracy mentioned, like some things like the general fire limits. That's probably not us. I mean, we have a metro fire department. I mean, the fire department reviews site plan review and that kind of stuff, and how they get in and parking and that kind of stuff. But maybe read through some of the stuff and we can have some discussion, not on the formatting, but I want to have discussion on what should we really be doing as a Planning Commission and what shouldn't we.
As I said, this stuff in the middle is really coming from state statutes. So some of it isn't, you know, even location of statues and statues and memorials. Well, how much, you know, you guys may get involved in that, but that just happens to be in the state statute. That's something that they say planning commissions can do. And maybe you don't want it in there. Maybe you want to say that's covered in state statute. It's not real appropriate for us because we don't do a lot of that. So let's just take that out. So, yeah, please look at those. Some of those you may not want in there. And the verbiage is coming right from the state statute also. So, that's where it's at. So just, if you want to pull it, but closer parts or just pieces or whatever.
Some things I just want us to be aware, just because we haven't done it in the past, I want us to have a broad vision, because especially with the TIF district, like public utilities, what happens if we put in a new street that doesn't exist? Well, we haven't done that. So what? I mean, if we're going through a TIF district, let's make sure we don't limit ourselves too much. I mean, if there's some things like a general fire limit, unless there's some good reason that we're going to do this, I'd say maybe not that one, but I think some of these other ones, I would like to have a discussion at next month's meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Although most of these things, I think if they came out of the state statute, they are our responsibility, and having supervisory responsibility for the official map of the village.
Yep, that is our responsibility.
And
yep.
Things like that. So.
And that's something we have not done. Well, we don't have an official map right now that I'm aware of.
I think we kind of do, but I'm not positive.
Well, we're not doing oversight of the official map at this time.
So are we? Labor a point, but I'm sure. A little bit late, just because I was seeing where I thought something fit in.
Yeah.
But that last line about working with other committees, I don't know if that's necessarily a meeting or commitment in that way. It's kind of general purpose of what we do, and that might belong at the end of the introduction. What the Planning Commission is. Works in conjunction with other committees as appropriate, especially economic development, since blah, 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 blah.
Carol.
Take care of that issue. Sorry.
Thank you. And with that, it's past 7 o'clock. So let's go on to agenda.
Well, we need a motion on it.
No, we were not going to do a formal motion. We were just going to do direction.
Can we do that without having a motion to table it for that?
Let's go back to that one. A recommendation, please come to the meeting prepared with any additions. Well, we weren't going to approve it. Tracy, do you want a formal motion to postpone it?
You know, you could do a formal motion saying, you know, the consensus of the comments made to be, you know, on the table till next meeting with those put into the document or something like that.
Okay, I stand corrected. Would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll gladly make that
motion. Trustee. Okay.
I make a motion that we table this till next meeting, at which time some of the discussion points will be incorporated into the description.
Second.
Second Hanson. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. Now we will go on to agenda topic 9, approval of the site plan review informational flyer.
with this. I think this was a suggestion maybe from Chris. Taking our site plan review process and making maybe a flyer that's more straightforward and more clear than our ordinance. I don't know if this actually did it, but this was, so we took the thing you have to remember with this document and PDD. You may not like some of the verbiage, like the plan sets must include and how it's written or how it's stated, but that's how our ordinance has it right now. So I really don't want to change a lot of this verbiage in here, because then the developer, whoever goes to the ordinance, it is written slightly different in here, and they may come up on what we really want. Until we get to the point that we're actually going to change our ordinance, I would rather leave it. So some of this verbiage is coming right out of ordinance, and it may not be the greatest verbiage, but that's what we have right now. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at it. And maybe there's too much information in here. It's not concise and clear enough. We're really trying to get some document that we can give to people and say, here is the process in a nutshell. This is more brief. Hopefully this is clear to them. And like I said, maybe this didn't quite do it. But that was our goal, to get something that was easy for you to understand and easy for someone to come in, a developer or build really for you to look at and say, okay, this is the process. I understand how this moves through.
And I guess that's one comment when I read through this. I thought there'd be a little bit of like either a schedule or something so they would understand approximately how long the process may take, and something that just would, because that's always the question. Yes, this is good information. I mean, this is always a question, is it better to fall back with what the statute says or go to, or the ordinance says, or go to the abbreviated version? But I thought there'd be something that might just, if I'm not from the village, I'm coming to the TIF district and I want to do a development of some sort, just so they're aware of what the schedule.
Yeah, you know, it kind of does that in under three. It talks about when it should be submitted, when it's reviewed, how it should be put in place, you know, when it comes. We also, on the site plan review application that's on the website, it does spell it out there. Again, it doesn't give specifics. It just says it may take up to 30 days or more from the date of submission. It's kind of an estimate on it, but it does talk about the staff consult, plan commission meeting, village board meeting, and then, you know, kind of an approximation of how long it would take to go through the process. And maybe it needs to be spelled out in a different place here or here to, you know, to get to the point. So it is kind of spelled out, but maybe it's too much hidden in there kind of review and not clear enough for people to pick it out easily.
There's an example that I took it off of, just a calendar that I find very helpful when I do, I need a bunch of copies if anybody wants one.
Sure.
When I do reviews, this type of submittal for the city of Oshkosh, they have right on their website, and I know that it says in here, you know, when we meet, when the plans need to be submitted, but just kind of a calendar like this, it shows, you know, the deadline is this date. The plan commission meets this date. Common
you
council,
can lay it out on here.
Once it's approved, meets this date. Just so that you're saying, okay, I want to have something approved by July 31st. What's the latest I can go through this process and submit my plans? I just find it helpful.
Yep.
Not replacing necessarily this, but maybe in addition to have something that they can look at that's dates.
I certainly agree. It would be good to have, because then the developer can work backwards from this. Because, you know, it's the time is money thing for the developer, and he can say, "Yeah, I want to be finished by August 6th." So then he has something he can contact the village to find out when his item could be on the agenda for each of these places, and he can kind of get his own plan together. Because they're going to ask anyway, I think.
Yep.
And if you have this, then you can be more specific. Well, you know, you have something to, you'll have to spend time guessing.
Yeah. And it is, like I said, it is written in here. I found
well,
where
it's hard to find it. Yeah. You know, it's not clear. These are
now laid out.
Yes.
Too much, you know? And Barb was saying in Bellevue they have actually a check sheet that they have to the developer that they can go through and check this, I have this, I have this, I have that. So maybe, you know, as part of the application, if nothing else, which is what yours is, correct? You could add that type document with that, you know, to keep it easier for them to move through the process as well.
And then it's a double check that you know that, that you're getting a full bill, if they're not missing. Mm-hmm.
That would be helpful for staff and also helpful for us just to make sure everything's in. And I guess that's the goal. Part of this was so the process was laid out. So I remember we had for the McCormick home, someone was challenging us on the process we used. And we used the right process, but they didn't know we were using the right process. So just, I guess I was asking for a couple things. One would be something we'd have handy that if someone ever asked us, we can say, this is our process or this is the process. But then also, like what Kendra was suggesting, if we can make this simple for developers to understand, maybe this should be incorporated also.
Well, and, you know, our site plan review applications, instead of having them on the checklist, which I think is better, just kind of, they have to put the information in that we're asking for, the setbacks, the building size, ingress, egress, lighting, parking, and they put all that information in, but there's no check off sheet necessarily, so maybe incorporating that, because I'll just pass this around. This is our current site plan review application form, and then what they have to submit. You know, that kind of goes hand in hand with, I guess, what we're trying to do. And here's Bellevue's, just to send that one around as another example. I mean, that's different from what we're doing tonight, but that document would potentially go out with this document as well.
Yes,
or
what?
Maybe we incorporate it all into one packet and we just do it as an application form rather than a separate information flyer, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. It's part of the whole packet. And then you incorporate something like this in there as well, to keep it even more clear.
I guess one other thought I have, how could this be impacted by, we have the contract with Brown County, and one of the things we talked about was updating or improving our site plan review process to get a little bit more teeth in some areas that we currently don't have. And that's something I wrote, if adopted, we need to share with Brown County so they're aware of it as part of the update process.
Yes, and that's something we talked to them about as well. We were working on something like this, and they will be making some changing recommendations to site plan review as well as the PDD process. And, you know, this will have to be adapted to meet that. And it'll probably make some changes in the ordinance. So, yeah, it does all kind of go hand in hand. And, you know, I guess, we have to kind of keep moving forward. If nothing else, we can get a format that you guys like, something that you think is good and clear to the developer, and then it can always be tweaked when we get through the site plan review process with the T&D, what the effect is from that, and how that affects PDD.
I'm in favor of some kind of checklist at this. I think developers are all different, as are other businesses, in terms of how they manage projects and what kind of technologically savvy people they have working there and how much time they have. I mean, for some people it's easy to get that automated and get it out to everybody, and in some cases, you know, back of the envelope kind of thing, so it makes it more user-friendly. And we all know where we are. We all know what's needed.
Yep.
We don't have somebody coming saying, oh, gee, I didn't know I needed.
Right.
You didn't tell me.
Yep. Well, and it would save me some time because that's what I have to do a lot for this. And what happens?
All of those discussions,
if,
yeah.
Yeah, if you put something more general like the one we have that just says, this is what board means, this is what my commission, they're still asking me for this type of thing. They want specific.
Yep.
Tracy, when do you need this?
Yep.
When do I have to get this to you by? And something like this would take time off of me because then I have to calculate everything out and go back and say, okay, if you want it by this date, you need it, da, 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 da. So this would help with that immensely to have something like this.
But if you had it on your own bulletin board when they asked you, it'd be
easier.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, if you want this is what
it
is.
Yeah, but if it's on the website, then it's their responsibility.
Right.
What fits their schedule?
Yes.
And if they need to come earlier or later, that's on them, not us.
Yep.
The one thing that's missing for me in this document is a brief narrative that says why the site plan review process exists and how it is valuable or beneficial to the developer. So,
is there any further discussion? I learned my lesson that we will ask for a formal motion in a minute, but is there any other points? I think it's, we don't necessarily have guidance as much as, I know Roger had some additional comments, but I think having a schedule.
Yeah, there are more questions about wording, and if the wording is that way in the ordinance, maybe that needs to be reassessed also. But
like the whole thing, you know, the plan submittal to that under two, all the plan section include, that is all directly out of the ordinance, and that's how it's stated in the ordinance. And, you know, Roger, I know you had something about the, you know, high water and floodplain and all of that, which you're probably correct on. But in the ordinance, that's how it's stated right now. So until we get that change, we probably should keep this consistent with what the ordinance says, just so we don't.
Well, do we need to put every line in that?
Exactly.
If it exists this way in the ordinance, why don't we just refer them to that right. section of the ordinance
yes.
for the list?
Yep.
And so.
Yeah. Just.
I mean, the point is to tell them what's important that we're looking at,
right?
And try to cut through
yes.
the extra stuff.
Yes. So really, to try to slim this down and not put anything and refer back to the ordinance. So with TDD, we kind of did that. We did one really putting everything in it and one with referring back to the ordinance. We kind of did both because as we got further along, I'm like, maybe we should do that because TDD is really detailed. But this one we'll look at too. We'll look at slimming it down, keeping it more specific and clearer for the developer if we don't get into as much.
I had one additional question. I was probably looking at the wrong ordinance, but under plan submittal, when it talks about 15 sets, I've read 10 sets when I was reading.
Yes, and I took the liberty, and again, in the ordinance, it says different.
The one on the website.
Yes, mm-hmm. It says different, and because I've been asking for this, because that's what we really need. And it is different than what's in the website, because what's in there does not meet our needs anymore.
Okay.
And I just said we can't change the bottom part because this is as the ordinance, and I took the liberty of changing the top.
Can we propose a motion to change that tonight?
Well, I don't think we're going to touch the ordinance tonight because that's not on the agenda, but we could bring it back if.
Well, and I think that when maybe the time to do that is when the T&D stuff comes through with PDD and with site plan review. Maybe at that time we can touch the ordinances a little bit more. And they're looking at some of these things, too, to make some recommendations on them as well.
Okay. So. Well, if it doesn't meet staff needs, it probably needs to be changed.
Yeah. And it doesn't, because I don't want the village to be paying for all the copies to be made. You know, I want enough for village board and planning mission without us having to take the time to do that.
Time is money, as was said a few times already.
Yeah.
So who would like to encapsulate all this into a motion? Please.
I will move that. What are we doing here? We're including a schedule? I move that we slim down the wording so that we can refer them back to the ordinance instead of actually spell it out. That we included introduction why this is.
Let's simplify it.
Okay,
you.
Thank you.
I've got these items. Concern that the text of the brief matches what is in the ordinance. Concern for clarifying time involved in going through the process. Preparing a schedule of required submittal dates. Concern for T&D work Brown County Planning is contracted for, which might affect the document. A checklist would be helpful. Need for narrative describing why the process exists and how it is beneficial to the developer. Slim down, leave some things in the ordinance and refer to it, addressing staff needs for the quantity of sets of documents required. So, I mean.
I think he just made a motion.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got all those in the notes, so maybe your motion could be, you know,
Based on his motion is to move forward based on the notes that was read aloud by Roger.
All right, so motion by Perillo Retzloff. Is there a second? Trustee Darch, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. Moving on to agenda topic 10, approval of the Plan Development District informational flyer. And this was slightly different than the last topic we just talked about.
Yeah, it's very similar. Like I said, we just did two of them. One is just a two-page without all the ordinance parts in it. The other one is three full pages, I think, and it puts in a lot of the ordinance verbiage in there. I think a lot of the same things are consistent with what you just said about site plan review. And unless there's other things besides that you would like to incorporate, other things that may have stood out on that one.
Anything anyone would like to add?
Well, again, I think the most important thing is to provide a narrative describing why the PD process exists and how it's helpful to the developer. So.
We probably all say it's not helpful to them, but
right, right. You've got to take a nice little spin on that one.
Well, do we want to tie, and I know some of this is going to wait, but we had a discussion at our joint meeting last month with Brown County Planning about how instead of having our own separate T&D ordinance, we were going to use the PDD. So we might want to tie that in somehow into this discussion. That besides maybe not being the most useful for developers, that to comply with state statutes, this is how we are laying out our T&D ordinance. I don't know the best way to word it, Brown County Planning would, but
okay.
I think a narrative is important. I'm not sure what should be in the narrative yet.
Okay.
Well, I think, you know, the idea of the PDD price, it's kind of in the ordinance because it kind of blows away the zoning code and allows the developer to write the zoning code for their development that becomes part of our ordinance, part of our, you know, process. So, I mean, it gives him a lot more, or her, a lot more flexibility in working with their property. So, and it's a collaborative process with the village. So, I mean, those kinds of things can be written about.
Yeah.
And so.
Any further discussion?
I noticed in the larger version where they use the word committee. Who is the committee?
Oh yeah. Right.
No,
there's a
commission.
I mean, that's what I assume.
Yeah.
Is that old?
Well, I see one place it says committee and then it says commission
Under procedure number one, item B, you know, it references the plan commission, and then the next one says, in item C, it says, as well as the committee's recommended. So just sort of, we know what it means, but others who might need it say, gee, is there somebody else I need to go see?
Yeah.
In the short version, under procedures 1B, I wasn't following that sentence very well. My question was, should it be coordinated by the village administrator, or maybe I'm just not familiar with that. I don't know, the wording just seemed off to me.
1B, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's worded.
Coordinated by? Or
yeah,
coordinated
by?
in the cover memo that Trevor wrote, he asked at the bottom if there's a possible bias towards one flyer over the other. Are we, is it okay to have both of them, or should we? And my personal preference would be to not have the smaller one, but to just simply reference the ordinance in the larger version. But then that's just my, rather than have two different ones.
But if it goes into the application, I mean, it all depends how is it wrapped up. Or this could have, this document could have several uses.
I think one could be more of a marketing promotional piece, and then you would have, the other would really just be a set of instructions that goes with the application. So City of Green Bay actually has a pretty good format for their site plan review, and you can download it off of the website. So at least it tells you what you have to comply with. So
you guys would like to see two documents? Is that what I'm saying? Like one where...
Well...
Do you want us to bring two back again? And see
if you're... If I would... My comment is saying, if we have two documents, let's make one something that's more of a promotional document. Something that can go with, say, the TIF or the TID information, you know, that this is a process that a developer can employ, and that, you know, and we go about it this way, and you can get more information by referring to this other document that has instructions for the PDE process. Okay, so.
Other thoughts or a motion?
That makes sense what he just said. I retract my statement saying I don't want the little one. But make it more marketing oriented. Otherwise, it looks like they're trying to accomplish the same thing.
Yeah.
As long as it's specifically geared towards marketing, then it has more value.
Would you like a checklist for this one, too? Similar to site plan review?
And I guess just a comment as the chair, if we produce the littler one as a marketing piece, when we receive it next month and maybe we review it one more time, maybe it should go to economic development just so they have a chance, so they see it maybe one more piece of information they can use.
And they should be titled differently somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I would entertain a motion.
Roger, what do you have?
Yeah, all right.
Concern for a narrative, concern for what committee is, 1B, coordinated by, possibly have one promotional document and another as instructions for completing the PDD application. A checklist would be helpful. And I think I may have missed that last piece of discussion.
Title and
just
two
the
titles
should be different.
Oh, title.
And then go finally to EDC.
Yes.
Development once
correct.
You guys have another chance to look at it, mm-hmm. send it to them.
Because just because we're trying to tailor it to the needs of businesses, well, they are businesses, so they might be able to have a different perspective. So, Roger, that was your motion?
Well, those are the notes. And so I think we can say move forward based on the discussion notes again.
So, excellent. That's Roger's motion.
Okay.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Trustee Dart.
Okay.
It was close, but she had her hand up first. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. That was good discussion. Okay. On to agenda topic 11, review and approval of the 2012 annual report.
Again, I took this off of the format that we used for 2011 and just updated it as much as I came up with. And if you want to change things or if there's different things like the possible tasks and schedule for 2013, there's 10 things that I came up with. Those can be added to or taken out, or maybe the dates aren't as good. I did use, for the major accomplishments, basically what I went through is just our commission meeting minutes and took off all of our things that we did during the year. Maybe there aren't all major accomplishments. Roger had a comment, some are just kind of regular things that we do, and they're not major accomplishments. Maybe it should be listed in that way, you know, major accomplishments in one section, and then maybe just day-to-day or typical,
yeah, if you just want to record all of the actions we took, I would make that an appendix rather than.
And I guess I was looking for the highlights, not necessarily every document that we approved. Like, for example, I think I mentioned it last time. One of the big things that we did as a planning commission, we got that sidewalk connection for the orthodontic clinic. And I don't know if we put that in here, because here we've had discussions of the comprehensive plan, and that's something that we recommended as a body that nobody else had thought of.
Yeah.
And hopefully we do more of it.
Because I think we approved, actually, the orthodontic clinic last year, not 2011, I think they approved.
Was it that far ago?
I think so. And then they came back for their sign, because they didn't have their sign done, and the sign was done in 2012.
Okay. So we didn't take credit when we should have taken credit for it.
So we should have had that in
2011,
so.
Maybe no one else would catch it.
Yeah. I guess go ahead, somebody.
No, go ahead.
I had, in the middle of the page, on page 3, there was discussion held on the process of develop duties and position description for commission members. I was looking at my screen at home, and I'm thinking it looked like purple font. I don't know if everything else was different font, or if it was just me, or I was losing it, or what was going on. Everything else looked the same.
How I'm seeing something.
Yeah, I stared at it.
I think so too.
I like purple, but I'm not sure. I have a black and white version here, but it was throwing me for a loop.
Anybody got purple haze on their phone that they can play?
Who knows? It could be some different font that's in there. So it looks a little lighter than the rest of it.
Yeah, it's something a little
or it's a little more fuzzy or something. I don't know.
And I guess a few other comments that I had on this. On page 3, bullet 2, under 2013 Plan Commission, possible task and proposed schedule.
Yeah.
The goals and objectives discussion, I'd like to push it back to March just because we haven't had it yet and we're kind of...
Right. Well, I think the one before that, it says implement TIF district, and or you should say recommend action to implement, things like that. So.
Well, and I was wondering if we should have a generic comment that says, like some cases we have approved in our 2012 major accomplishments throughout. Maybe there should be a disclaimer. What we mean by approved is we made our recommendation to the board and action was taken or something like that.
And we probably will find in the state statute that they're using the term approved.
Correct.
Anyway, so state isn't that concerned about liability issues with respect to how those words are used.
So is there any other comments people have on pages 2 or 3?
Well, I think we talk about work with the Brown County Planning Commission. We're actually working with the Brown County Planning Department. The department functions as the staff for the commission, but we're not really working with the commission.
That's fair.
And then, we talk about the comprehensive plan, but we're also looking at a TND ordinance there as part of our 2013 tasks. I didn't see it elsewhere.
I mean, in the Oh, no. Oh. On the second, on page four, it's like the one, two, and three, four. The bullet down? Because I think we took that, looking at what came out of that joint meeting, doing the plan district develop, putting into plan district development, or the PDD, to be in compliance with the state's traditional neighborhood development program.
Yep.
And maybe May is too early for that. I know Trevor and I met with Aaron and Dan to discuss where we go from here, where they're at, and kind of if we all get on the same page on TND, and they are working at it, and we talked about a timeline, and I think we talked about trying to get it back, if I remember, like to the April Plan Commission meeting for you guys to weigh in on again.
Should we just push that back a few months? I think we're going to have enough other activities that we're not hurting for things to do. And then I guess the next bullet down, for the longest time, the APEC building was vacant. Is that vacant now? It seems like there's a lot of cars in there, so maybe we should strike that. It was appropriate when Tracy, you and I first wrote this back in 2011, but it's not appropriate now.
The APEC is the building...
Willowbrook or...
Yes, it is now full. No, I shouldn't say full. There's one other section in here, but they had... Nielsen came back, so they took out the whole first floor. They came in last year.
Most of the Planning Commission was not involved, but at one time, Bellin College of Nursing approached the village, and they wanted to make that a their campus. And what basically ended up happening is the board said, no, we have enough tax-exempt districts, even though they were willing to do a service agreement. And yes, we thought that's something we could have... We had a little slight difference of opinion, and seeing they're elected and we just make the power to recommend, it is what it is.
Just remember, I wasn't on the board.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which way I would.
I just have a question kind of related to these, because we're talking about vacant land, and then there's a board on the TIF district. I actually have a class, and we're working on a blight survey of Oconto, the city of Oconto. Hmm. And I was looking for templates in the state, and most of them on the blight studies are related to TIF districts, to actually identify blighted properties to target those for these redevelopment plans. So know if that's something you wanted to maybe pursue in the future. It doesn't have to be this year, of course, but there's a statute, and there's a Wisconsin statute about blighted properties. It's pretty actually... wide open, open to interpretation, but I found a City of Madison blight study from 2011 that really operationalized it, so it's kind of interesting. And again, always related to TIF districts and redevelopment. Maybe that was for later. But.
Well, I mean, it could be future, put it down in there.
And that's on page four, so that's what we're talking about, so.
Just put it down. Because I think that's, our TIF is for blight. We don't use the word blight, though, because it was some negative connotations to it, but our TIF is for blighted areas. And that's just part of the whole TIF project or process.
Definitely the state grants for blighted properties.
Yeah.
And we probably could remove some of the opportunities to improve were opportunities in the past that maybe we've addressed now.
Yep.
Like, what are other village committees doing? I think we're doing a much better job than, we used to be in a vacuum and not necessarily know what's going on. And you give updates all the time, so we could remove that.
You mean remove opportunities to improve all
the time? No, I'm the first bullet under opportunities to improve. There's always opportunities to improve.
There's got to be something we could do, huh?
Yeah, we're as good as we can be, right?
I always say that for my job. If I have a quarter study I manage and everybody's happy, I'm quitting because I screwed up. I did something wrong if I satisfy everybody.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yes.
And Trevor has found some educational opportunities. Evidently, the Village of Howard is going to be hosting a Plan Commission workshop in April. So you have the information for that. And unfortunately, he did, Trevor also sent me an email in regard to another training session that I meant to get out to you guys, so that's still in the works, but there is one. So it seems like there's more Planning Commission training sessions that are coming up, and the one in Howard is specifically going to be an evening one for Planning Commission members, because, you know, you guys have, again, jobs and can't get there during the day, so... once they get the date, they have not set the specific date or the site on that yet, but they did. I don't know if they had a grant or something to be able to do that, or the Land Use Education is doing one for them for free, knowing that they need one in the area. So there's some connection there with land use that they're doing that opportunity.
The other side of that, in terms of opportunities to improve, there's something we talked about, possibly just looking for opportunities to involve community more in some way, at least reach out to community.
I don't know, on a couple of times I've suggested subscribing to, you know, like the Planners Network, you know, internet sources of information. I mean, for $95, the whole commission can be, for a year, can have access to a body of documents that you can read about issues, planning issues, and it's designed for plan commission members. So,
can you get me some more info on that? Because we do have some money set aside for memberships, like the Historic Preservation Committee is a member of the, like Historic Alliance or something like that. Yeah, National Historic Alliance, they're a member of that, and they get that via the magazine or a newsletter, and then we also have access to the website. So the village pays for that for them, so there's no reason that we can't look at funding something like this as well. So if you want to get me more info on it, you might have sent it to me in the past, Roger, if you could just send it to me, that would be great.
I had a question on the... So, 1, 2, 3... No, I lost it here. Oh, the third bullet down on page 4, which says hold public hearing for approval of the updated comprehensive plan recommendation targeted for April. Is that a realistic?
No.
Seeing I'm the only member that's still left that participated in the update process, that's not reasonable, Howard. Not at all.
Kind of what I was saying.
In fact, we're going to get to that. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe that can be when we talk about it at the next agenda, and we can revise this.
That's fine.
And what you guys think is a reasonable timeline for that.
One more comment on future possible tasks. There are a couple of them that look like they could be rather time consuming if done right. But the last one, they're review and update zoning code, and then the second one up, review village documents, ensure consistency with comp plan and existing village zoning. I mean, maybe I'm not grasping the scope of those tasks. I know in my past life, I was on a couple of these commissions, and we had workshops. I mean, we met more than once. I'm not recommending that everybody's giving me that look like, no, we don't want to go in there. You know what I mean? I don't know if that involves more work than we have the capacity or capability to do one meeting a month, given all the other stuff coming.
And that's why we put beyond.
You
are correct. Yeah, if the village board ever, I mean, if they say this is important and they either give money and we contract with either a consultant or we go through the county planning department, we did at one time have 2 meetings a month where one we'd focus on a document and one we'd focus on our business. That was back when Ralph was here. We didn't do it much, but that's how when we developed the site plan review ordinance and some of that stuff, that's we had to do it. So, and I guess that we talked about having special meetings as needed. So,
I'm not necessarily recommending we do that. I'm just saying that, you know, to do something that really has value, those require effort.
It's huge, but at the same time, the ordinances have been piecemeal. I mean, it's funny. Depending on the boards through the years, some boards say we want to be business friendly. Some say we want variances. Some say we don't want any variances. So we have all these documents we did at different times, and none of them mesh. And we know it all needs to be updated. And I know I will not be on the Planning Commission, so I'm all fine with leaving this in, because I potentially could be out the door in April this year if two more members besides Barb sign up, I will be out and I will probably join another committee in the village. So it probably won't be my task, but at the same time, we don't want to lose sight of it.
That's all I'm saying is that I don't know who else in the village would take the initiative to see that maybe we could.
It sounds like it's a wish list, and we're trying to keep things on the table with our wish list.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that we put on the first page, we talked about an education piece. And if the village board desires that we be this, have our ordinances be friendly and understandable and all this other stuff for business development, it's not there right now. I mean, and we've had how many? I mean, we've been basically piecemealing the zoning districts. Like, we took out agriculture because we don't have agriculture. We haven't went through and done a complete top-to-bottom review of anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't, and maybe and we put a comment that says...
Technically, we really should engage a consultant to redo the zoning code.
But technically, we don't have any money to do it, so that's
well,
the challenge.
But the board threw $100,000 at, what, facades or something recently? I mean, what's $20,000 to get our zoning code redone? So
maybe not even that much of an expense if the scope of their work involved being a facilitator, mm-hmm. just making it.
What matters more? I think what matters more is do we want a form-based code?
Yeah.
Do we want what we've that's something like what we've got? There are some bigger issues to look at first about zoning than just redoing the code.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe that's a discussion next month when we talk about what do we want to do in 2013 or beyond. Maybe we, rather than say wish, maybe we as a planning commission try and seek out some proposals on what are some rough cost estimates, what it might be, and then give the board a choice. If you want to do it or don't want to do it, so we either leave it in as a future opportunity or so then we're quantifying what we're asking for.
Right, and
good
you could,
suggestion.
You know, goes through the budget process in 2014. We have some good solid quotes that we can provide and say, to do this, it would cost this much money. And then the board can decide, was that something that's important that we want to put in the budget, or is it not? We support it, but let's see if we can do it in a different manner that might be a little cheaper or whatever, you know. So I think the board realizes that the ordinances need to be updated. Really, our whole code needs to be codified and redone, which is, you know, too huge for it. Well, here's the whole code. There's stuff in there that contradicts in one section versus the other section, so really our whole code needs to be redone. It's not any different than our zoning code.
I heard numbers thrown around on that one years ago.
Yeah, I mean, in my last job, we codified our ordinances, and they weren't near as much as us. And our cost was, I think, $30,000-$40,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So for a big code like this, I bet you're talking... You could be talking $60,000 to recodify your ordinances. Mm-hmm. It's a huge process. It really is. When we did it in the last job, it took us over a year to do it with a consultant and getting it all done and staff time. It's a big process to do, but definitely something that's necessary. Because what has happened over the years is, like, once we codified it in my last position, any changes in the future go to the company that codified it. They look through, make sure it meshes with everything else. They do any changes that are needed, and then send the changes back to us, and then we incorporate them. What's happened over the years with this code is, because we've been doing it internally, when there's a change, it's all made, and the change is put in, but there's no check to see how it impacts any other ordinances and any changes that would be required for other ordinances. So if the village goes ahead and does that, they should definitely have a firm they hire and they keep track of it on an ongoing basis so it's kept updated so you don't get the issues that we have right now. Because that's their job to make sure everything meshes and it all works the way it should.
One thing that I wanted to mention in here is that for the St. Joseph Street project, 28090 St. Joseph, we went through a process of recommending additional pedestrian access routes mm-hmm. through that property,
mm-hmm.
which was something that's consistent with what our
comprehensive
plan calls us to do. But then the village went and said they went against us on that one and relieved the owner of that responsibility. I think what I wrote down is that we need to find a way to better advocate or promote these concepts to the village board, to developers, you know, some as a opportunity to improve. So,
well, I think that strengthening the site plan review process is one way, but you're right, if it's a PDD or something else, all bets are off.
Trying to get people to buy into the concept, mm-hmm. you know, is really our first line of defense. So, you know, talk about the need for it, talk about what our goals are here, instead of just, I mean, it wasn't a very clean process of going through this. It was just a couple of meetings that we had with a developer. We really should have had four or five meetings for that scale of development for a big internal parcel on a problematic block.
But part of it is the developer. Look what happened across the street. I mean, we got into a whole bargaining.
That's one of the reasons we should have
extended the process. And we got one parcel, and we said, wait, what about the rest of it? I'm only doing this. That's all you're getting. And then, do you want to blow this for no sidewalk? But the
part of it is that it's not, you know, he said he didn't want to maintain the sidewalk. Well, that's fine. We just want the access, you know, so we need to work with Public Works and figuring out how we can maintain the pedestrian access so that it's not the burden of the developer or the property owner to do that, but we still get the amenity for the village that we're looking for, you know, and
we are getting some basis for that. It can be done in the future the way it's set up.
Yeah, we did keep that access, you know, that wasn't going to be put in initially, but it was kept in there that would be in the future, there would be access there.
But was there an easement or something, or? I thought we were told there was nothing.
If we didn't make an easement, or if we just had a recommendation that it would be, that in the future, if it was the village wanted to do it, they had to allow access in that to go through.
And it's recorded, or it's?
Yeah, it was part of.
I'll have to look back. I don't remember how it went.
That didn't get passed back to the Plan Commission, I'm pretty certain.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I'll have to check on that, but there was something.
Because we did have a discussion on it.
I thought we had it in here somewhere else about implementing the comprehensive plan recommendations. Do we need to have that under opportunities to improve? Always be vigilant and try and...
Well, that's part of our mission is to implement, look for ways to implement the comprehensive plan. So, but I think we need to highlight the fact that, you know, last year we got a little bit of sidewalk for one development, but we missed on the sidewalk for this other development. Oh, yeah. And I'd also like to see, as proposed, some sort of full-time staff to support Plan Commission, EDC, Historic Preservation, Traffic and Safety, Parks and Rec. Because right now we're relying on interns working with Tracy. And really, a community of this large should have at least one planner providing that staff support to all of the committees. So. Or they could pay us.
So. Anything else on page 4 or 5?
Do you want to change where it says 2012 major accomplishments to a different, for, you know, you want to just say 2012 accomplishments or 2012 tasks completed, or how do you want to do that? Do you want them divided into more major and more day-to-day, or what are your thoughts? I mean, that's just coming right out of what we did last year when those are the things that were completed by Plan Commission. So I don't know if you want to, I don't know. Thing that they're called major, is that what, how you want it listed?
Maybe you say tasks and major accomplishments or something like that, and then you have both. I don't know if you have to go and break I mean, you could go through the effort, but this isn't really, the whole intent wasn't to have an appendixes. It was to, so new members like Barb would know what the heck we're even doing as a planning commission, so we can track it. Because we went from nothing to, I mean, at least this is a start. And that's, I mean, incremental change is better than what we've had in the past. So,
okay.
And hopefully this document will continue to improve and improve every year.
Is the discussion that these aren't major? Is that?
Yeah, that maybe some of them are.
What kind of title
is selected more? Accomplishments? Or, you know, getting away from major. Fine. Highlighted accomplishments? Selected?
So 2012
tasks
on selected accomplishments.
Summary. That's fine. I guess I have one other comment on page 5, under Adam. Replace Yurfris, I forget his name, Paul.
Oh.
He used to be the chair years ago. We don't have names under anybody else, so why would we have his name on there? Take it out.
Okay.
He didn't show up all the time.
You know, if this is going to be published, it would be nice if instead of our personal email addresses being published, that we had village email addresses or something.
Well, it's this document was never really published. It was just given to members.
Yeah, but
it's not on the website.
It's subject to open records.
It is.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I'll have to check on that. First off, we have the ability to create that many more emails. I mean, the village board now has one, but then if we have yours there, do we have to do every committee that we have, and then the amount of time to switch that on and off because we have members come and go frequently?
Well, let's just not have the email addresses
given.
Well,
that's fine. If you don't want them in there, then we'll just take them out.
Yeah.
Might be the better way. I don't know.
Just list the names and
have that many more emails out there for some of our committees, just because of the turnover. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we'll take out. We'll just take out the personal ones.
That's fine.
Because then you guys are also susceptible to open records if something does come about in here. If someone's been emailing you stuff back and forth on your personal email, then you could be subject to open records requests. So we'll just take them out. And then it'll all be internal use, and we have them already.
Anything else? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion.
Move that, please.
Should I move? I will move that. Have you do this before? According to the notes that I've been taking, move forward.
Well, the stock.
This document.
The stock motion is to move forward based on the discussion notes.
There's a discussion notes. Thank you.
And you have those comfortably, Roger?
I think so.
Then we don't need to go through. I mean, this is more discussion.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So
the motion, Perillo, Retzloff. Is there a second?
Second.
Hanson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. Moving on to agenda topic 12, discussion on process for approval of comprehensive plan update.
All right. We did meet with, Trevor and I met with Brown County to talk to them about the process that has to be followed quarterly for approval of the comprehensive plan update. And that middle section kind of talks about what the requirements are for that. To reaffirm citizen participation process, what Aaron said with that, there's just a document that needs to be done. He's going to get me a copy of the document. Reaffirming, because the citizen process was part of the whole beginning when they did the plan originally, he goes, you just reaffirm that process through it. That's all you need to do for when you do an update. And then his recommendation is that the Plan Commission get the document, which you will have all received the document electronically, and for you to look at it and look at the proposed updates. The updates that you will see out there are updates from Plan Commission, updates from Village Board members that have provided input into the update, staff members update, and then all the maps and things that used to be are the ones that are updated by Brown County has done all of our mappings and some of our graphs and things. Although Trevor has gone in, because when we originally did the updates, we did not have 2010 census information at that time. So he's gone in and added a lot of the 2010 census information. So you'll see a lot of the changes in there are things that he has gone and he has added in as updates. I still have some updating to do. TIF information needs to be added in there. There's a couple other sections that I need to put some information into yet that have not been done. So that's out to you now. My question to you on that is, do you like the document that it's out on? It's Box, I think Box.com. Have you guys worked on that at all? Have you been able to manipulate it and look at it?
No.
Anybody?
Look at it, but it's...
I looked at it, yeah.
It's pretty small.
Me looking at it, I think it's hard to manipulate and work through it because you can't pinpoint where you want to go. It's almost like it zips by and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that's the page I wanted.
And it's so small, too.
Yeah, it's hard to... To me, it's not a good source. So I was going to have Trevor look for a different one. That's a sharing document like that that's maybe more user-friendly. I didn't like that one when I started looking into it. So I'll work with him on that to get a different, and a, sort of some of you that have not gone out to look at it, sounds like Howard has, it is, I think it's not real-friendly.
It takes a little while to understand where you need to go, and
yes.
You can't always just go to
the page you're looking at.
Page. I was going to try and print a page or two, but I didn't want to kill a tree.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
I wasn't sure I was going to get the page I was
looking for. Yes. So that's one thing I would like him to do is look at a different document store in email site or whatever the heck you call it. So it's easier for us to work through it and have him check into that. My question to you, and I know, Chris, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of you were not involved with the review that Plan Commission did. Plan Commission spent about a year going through that. We went through sections each meeting. It took a long time, and we went through it page by page. And obviously, like you said, that you folks were not involved in that. So that's my question to you. How do you, as a commission, being a new commission, want to get involved in the review of that document to feel comfortable starting to go through the process with the general public and doing some of the statutorily required processes? So that's my question. I mean, we need 30 days, a 30-day review period just for the public. That has to be out there. Class 1 notice has to be out there. It has to have a 30-day review period. The Plan Commission would hold a public hearing on this document. You would approve by resolution. The resolution goes on to Village Board. And then Village Board takes action and also has to approve it by ordinance. Then it goes by ordinance for Village Board. And then it's sent out to all the statutory authorities. So really that's the adjoining communities that are our statutory authorities that will get the final document. And also they should be sent the document as we're going through the process when we get to the point where we're going to be doing it for public review. They should also get a copy of that document so they can review it. You're not required to do that anymore. It used to be required, but Aaron's statement is just a good thing to do if you're going to be updating it to get it out to your neighboring communities in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that it is. The biggest part of it is how much time you think what you want your review process to be so you feel comfortable starting with the public review process and how you want to handle that, because that will drive everything from there.
I have lots of thoughts. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, Tracy, were you here when this was done?
Yes. Yeah, I went through the whole process with the Plan Commission. They had started before I came, actually.
Correct.
And then it never got completed. Mm-hmm. So then we kind of started over again.
I mean, this is the key document for what we do.
Right. And it's an update. You need to remember it's an update.
Yeah, but I think who here was on the commission when the original document was put into place? Anybody?
I wasn't, but I reviewed it for DOT. So I bring my copy to...
Well, I mean, based on that, I would like someone to come in and walk us through the entire document, you know, in sections, maybe two or three chapters at a time, and tell us where it was. I mean, sure we can review it online and whatnot, but just it would just be nice to have someone come in and talk to us about the document the same way the Ehlers guy came in and talked to us about the TID. So, answered questions, you know, things like that. Talk to us about what the changes are and why we're doing the changes. I mean, that's really, I would think that's the minimum you would expect for, you know, the hallmark document that we're supposed to be doing our work based on. So,
I don't know if there's any one person that has all the comments, because comments came from staff, comments came from planning commission, comments came from all over the place. So there's no one owner of the document. I mean, the closest I could think would be Brown County could come in and say what they did originally back in 2004. But as far as the changes, they wouldn't have been involved in
that. An in-force comprehensive plan.
Right.
Okay. And but we haven't been trained in what that plan is. Unless any of us have actually gone and read the plan.
Yeah, I have.
You have? Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I haven't read the plan. I've looked at sections of it, but I have not read the plan.
67 pages.
So,
you know. The whole idea behind an update is, you know, to make it current with what has occurred in the community since it was developed. So in 2004, this was put together based on the standards and requirements of the state for a smart growth or a comprehensive plan. So that's originally the way it was developed. And part of the whole process is it has to be updated every 10 years
or sooner.
Yeah. And so, you know, some of this is not going to change. Because, you know, some of the beginning information came right out of the comprehensive planning process. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to change that because that was a big group and they went through it and they did their thing. But when you get further into it, that's when you get some of your changes and when you want to update, you know, demographic trends. You know, then here they're from 1960 to 2000. Well, now we have the 2010 information. So to add that in and update any verbiage that would be changed or should be changed because of the data changing. So, you know, I don't know, you know, who we could get to do that. I suppose we could get Brown County to do it, but they're basing it on what they did in 2004 when they went through the whole process. The comments that have come in...
But that's still the key to what the plan is. I mean...
It's outlined in the cover.
I mean, you know, reading it and going through it?
Right.
Do you think?
Isn't that outlined in the description?
So give us 3 months to read it. So.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking, you know, how you want to do it and how much time and all that. And that's fine. You know.
Can I just add something else, too? I don't remember what year it was, but we held sessions for the updating in each section, and we have a night, and the public was invited to come and ask questions or give input. And we just put tables in here, and we had... Each different area, we had representatives. Like, I think I was doing economic development. I don't remember. Do you remember that?
No, that was before my time.
Was it 10, maybe?
Yeah.
No, maybe even before that, because when I got here in 10...
Sue was still here.
Yeah, when I got here in 10, you could tell they had started the process.
Right.
And there were a lot of changes that were recommended either from that or just from staff.
Mm-hmm.
And village board that had already been incorporated into this document, so it must have come from that process, and they never finished it.
Okay.
It went through and got some of that input, but it was never fully updated, so never went through the final process.
Yeah, I think we've plan commission, which only consists of Chris now, the rest are gone, but went through it all already. I think really what we need to do is just familiarize ourselves with the plan.
I was here for the last couple chapters. Last couple chapters when I came in.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
And I remember thinking, I'm blanking on the exact process we were going. I know we were going line by line, but the types of changes we were making, I was pretty comfortable with thinking that the group before I was there did it. I didn't feel like I was I didn't understand it in any way just by reading it. Now, I understand if we haven't gone through it. It might make sense to take some time and actually go through it together and make sure we all understand it together. But
yeah, we're not, you know, decide, put on the agenda that we're going to discuss chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever.
If anybody has any questions,
at a particular meeting, so
we can hash it out with ourselves.
Like book club.
You know, in some of those meetings, I would propose that we would have it. We could even have it as a special meeting, and we'd meet in the back. I mean, because those are our time to work through some of those items. In fact, most of our meetings were all in the back when we met on the comp plan.
Yeah, so we could certainly do that and do it by. That's what we did last time. We took 3 or 4 chapters each night and just bombed through it. And
we did.
Wanted to hit comments or, you know, changes. I mean, it's kind of further along this time, which is nice because we've already done all that. We've gotten a lot of feedback into it, and you can see that when you look at the document. You can see all the changes that were proposed because they're still highlighted. We didn't just put them into the document. They're still out there, so you can see there were some changes made to it. So I think it'll be easier in that way rather than starting just from scratch.
But there's some things, like I'm not sure, and I know there's discussion, is Riverside show up as a bike lane or something like bike accommodation? I mean, there's some things that we just took in the past. Now, we did update the Safe Routes to School plan, which we thought had a much better bicycle and pedestrian plan network, and we always thought that should replace what was in there. Now, I'm not sure if that happened.
I think we did.
Okay.
We took this, the maps that were from Safe Routes to School and we incorporated them into this. With like the bike and pet information is part of that.
See, for my benefit, I'd like to go through some of those things just to make sure, because we had a ton of comments that they got incorporated correctly.
Right.
So a quality control more than wholesale changes.
Yes.
I'm certainly in favor of having, like, you call it the book club. It's not so much just understanding what the changes are, but for those of us who weren't here, it's understanding exactly why the document has what it has in there, because if we're going to be, you know, holding a public hearing and ask questions and being able to interact, we need to understand why it was important that it was in the plan, because somebody might say, well, that's a dumb idea.
Yeah, and, well, how can and I don't know that in we have the plan? History.
I've never seen any actions that you've taken over the past 2 years that indicate that you understand why. I mean, somebody might be adversarial. So what do? We look like, well, I don't know. I didn't read that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a question I have. What type of public meeting are we talking about? And I was going to get to this under agenda topic 14, which is why I asked for it to be on the agenda, talking about public informational processes. Adam had talked about in the past, we know what's required.
Right.
How much public do we have here? Besides Adam's kids, really none. So it's
well,
one of those.
Well, it goes back to, you know, item A here. What is the citizen participation process? We don't have one, as far as I can tell.
Well, the way Aaron explained it to me, is you just have to reaffirm that the citizen participation process is how. So you don't have to, when this thing was first developed, you had a huge group, you had to go through a whole bunch of steps, you had to have a lot of public, you had a big group that was involved in it. You don't have to go that far with the update.
Sure.
You reaffirm what was done originally, and there's some document he said that you need to put in place, saying that, you know, we had this and this is what was done, now we're doing this update of it. So it's not as intensive as the original one. So your public hearing is nothing like the original process that was, or the original meetings that were held with when you first did the comprehensive plan.
But shouldn't the public be able to review the document before the hearing?
Yes, and that's why there's a 30-day review period. The document is available here. The document is available online. And they can go through that document.
I'm thinking it's supposed to be updated in 5 years. So if it was 04, then it was probably 09. And then we did have invite the public to come in to discuss each chapter. We broke it down and had a forum in here to do that. And it was a few nights.
Yeah.
So it must have been.
Yeah.
Because my fear is, I hope we just don't do like sometimes you show up and you say, okay, I'm going to announce there's a public hearing three times. Who's here? No one's here. Thanks. No citizens care. I hope we go farther than that. So I don't know necessarily what the process would be, but if there's some informal meetings that we have the public come in, hopefully we have some maps and displays, maybe Brown County Planning. Maybe there's some money that they could print out some of those displays or the village could do that.
Yeah, we could. I mean, I did budget a little extra money to help for them to help us with the comp plan. So,
you know, I would think it was important if the community really understood what the comprehensive plan was. When I ran for trustee, the reason I did it is because when I read the comprehensive plan, I really liked what it had to say and what the vision of this community was. And that was really exciting to me. So, but does everybody, and a lot of the board didn't even think about it or think about it at that time, but the word keeps coming up. It keeps getting discussed. And I think the more that happens, the more public that document begins, so people get the vision of what the comprehensive plan is. So then when we ask for sidewalks, they know why we're asking for sidewalks. Mm-hmm. When we ask for traditional neighborhoods, they know why we're asking for that, because it fits in what we say we wanted this community to look like.
See, when I started, it was scary because I'd come to the planning and zoning committees, and they would approve zoning changes, and no one had a copy of the zoning map. How do you know what's consistent or not? So I started bringing the same work copy every time there's a meeting, because at least somebody, and Tracy, you've done a very good job having it. So we have this comprehensive plan, but it's never been implemented in some ways. It was just ignored. And a nice document, but we're not living it. That's not what we want our community to be.
And it is a nice document. You know?
Yes, well done, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's how do you implement it? It's nice to have a vision, but if you don't do anything with it, great vision. So what I'm hearing, we should probably break it down, take maybe three chapters at a time and go through it. Tracy, how familiar is the staff with the comprehensive plan?
Getting more familiar every day.
They haven't memorized.
Yeah. I know some staff gave comments.
Maybe more than a question. Is there someone at Brown County Planning who did the original plan and could come and give us a broad brush overview of how it works? You know, what the state statute requires in the plan, how the originators of our plan chose to apply that. And, you know, what are the big issues that this particular plan addresses?
Tracy, perhaps we could have Clarence come in.
Yeah.
You want Clarence to come in? Okay, that's your...
He was there. He was part of that.
The gentleman that was here, Aaron, he listed on this, so he might have been involved in the original... plan. Colrungi
is on here.
Lisa Connard. So I don't know who was actually directly involved in it, but they're all listed on it.
I think Cole was.
That's yeah, I think Cole was. Clarence, was listed in here. Cameron McCain was involved in it. He's still on one of our committees. He's an old village president.
Yep.
So that'd there are some people. Sue Foxworthy was listed. Carol Ewald, who was part of our fire commission. So there are people around that were involved in it. Ken Pavich is listed on here. He must have been involved. Maybe he lives here.
He's the city of DePere planning director, so yes.
Yeah, I don't know if he was. He wouldn't have been then, though, because he was on Kennebec County at the time. So maybe he lived in Valley or something. I don't know. So there are people that are on here that probably were involved in the original, but maybe, like you said, maybe talking to Brown County Planning, have someone come in and say, this is how we originally started, this is kind of the background of it, this is how we got to where we got, and then go through the process. This is what statutorily we have to do for the update. This is some of the things that are required, and then you guys can decide, okay, we're not just going to go with a 30-day review period and do a Class 1 notice, you know, and then have the public hearing. We're going to do some other things to get the public involved. We're going to do this and this and this, and we're going to, you know, whatever, and then you can decide. Then you know statutorily what you have to do, and then if you want to expand on that, you can expand on that.
Do we piggyback one of our next discussions as we working with Brown County on the traditional neighborhood development ordinance, or now the PDD?
Yeah.
and just have that as another agenda topic and just deal with both on the same evening.
Yep. Or was Brown County contracted for the update in some way?
For the comprehensive. I did put some money into the budget for them to help with comprehensive plan. Not a lot of money. I think the T&D, I think their quote on that was like $1,400 or $1,500 or something like that, and I put an extra $300 or $400 in there for help with the comp plan.
So that would cover one guy coming to do a presentation.
Yeah, yeah. And then they did a bunch of the mapping, which we paid for that already.
Yep.
That's already been done. That was done last year. But they might have some additional mapping or some things that they may help us with too.
Is that clear enough?
Yes.
Discussion and direction? Any other comments on agenda topic 12? Hearing none, let's move on to topic 13, discussion on the process for possible mural on prison walls.
This came up here, I don't remember when it came up, but it's a while ago. And then Ray Popish and I met with Senator Ed Wall. It was a very brief meeting, so we just got with him prior to, they had a prison Department of Corrections meeting up here, and he happened to be in town, and we talked to him very briefly about it. He did not seem to have a problem with the mural. He's supportive of it. The prison warden was there at the time. He did not have a problem with murals on the wall, but they would have to be approved by the Wisconsin Historical Society because parts of that wall and parts, different buildings within the prison are in the Historic National Registry, so we would have to work with them. So my recommendation on it is maybe we should get Historic Preservation Committee involved to take the lead on this project, work with the Alloy Historic Society and also with the Wisconsin Historic Society because they already work with that and have some contacts there to maybe further this project and move it along a little bit and see where we go. So if we do some of the footwork on it, it might be a good place for this to go to.
I have two comments. One is, if you go out there now and you see that the sidewalk in front of the prison wall on Webster is snowblowed, look where the snow is. Probably should put it above that snowblow wall because otherwise that's not going to look good. I was just looking at that yesterday. The second thing is, we talk about the conference of plans. So I went through earlier today during my lunch and just highlighted on page 14 of the current conference of plan, under, this is the goals and objectives on page 14. It talks under natural, cultural, and agricultural resources. Number 7, maintain and enhance the appearance and community identity of the village through the creation of design standards, landscaping, improved signage, and other beautification techniques. A mural on a prison wall that's historic, that might tie in. And then number 8, identify and protect significant historic and scenic sites and promote their value to the village. I think that ties and it's very appropriate. So when I saw your motion that should it go to historic preservation, I couldn't agree more. And that's just my thoughts as the chair, not as a voter or somebody that can make a motion. So is there any other discussion?
Well, I just I think we need to look at alternatives for actually getting the mural done. Who are you going to hire to do it? Or are you going to collect a bunch of high school kids to go out there?
I actually would like to find ways to incorporate the university.
Right.
And the arts programs actually have whether it's history or urban regional studies, my department, there's ways to actually do some of the research so that the committee isn't over. I could see this as a multi-stage process where you get different students or different classes involved in different stages of it. It becomes a service learning opportunity for the campus, connects the campus and out of the way a little bit better. And I'm always looking for those opportunities. I'm sure there's other faculty that would love the opportunity to do something like that. Students put their help create something that leaves their mark on the community, whether it's a good thing. So any opportunities, I'm willing to act as a liaison for that. And free labor is always good.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be
unless
great.
You're a design professional.
I understand that.
So
I guess the other thing we talked about is our hope is the Historic Preservation Committee would work with Heritage Hill and make sure, because, I mean, they're right there, and it would tie in very nicely. So a motion? It says make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Do you want that formalized as a plan commissioner, or is it good enough to say go ahead?
Oh,
okay.
You can just say, go ahead.
There we go. Agenda topic 14, discussion on public information processes available to the Plan Commission.
This is just something Chris, you had asked me to put on, and I didn't stick it on there, so I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. We talked about shreds, we talked about a whole bunch of different things. So,
couple brief thoughts. First of all, what is our role to understand public opinion? And we can either do what we've done for many years and sit back and wait for the public to come in, and we can barely fit them here tonight, or we can try and solicit feedback. And this goes back to what Adam had talked about, charrettes and other things. But what I was looking for is having some sort of a planner discussion as far as we have the TIP district, we have Riverside, we have the comprehensive plan update. Do we want to go out and outreach with people or have meetings here? Or what do we want to do as a plan commission? And it's really, I see this, it fell under our public participation, fell under the plan commission position description. I read that in some of the stuff that Trevor had put together. And then for the comp plan, for example, do we do an informal meeting formal or prior to the formal process, or how do we want to handle it? So I just see the three big discussion points that we have coming up. How do we want to deal with it? And it's one thing to say we want to do charrettes or we want to do some outreach in some of these targeted areas, like, for example, the TIP district. It's another to say what's better than start talking about it now.
I also hear you saying, you know, I think included in there, if I,
sure.
I think I hear this, how do we inform the public of what we're doing at the same time? And it gets me, I mean, we have this location, the building. Not that people come when we have these meetings, but what if there was some type of village outreach day, or, you know, twice a year or whatever it may be, where all the committees are kind of in place. We have a table set up. We have the stuff that we do. We have the comprehensive plan. Historic preservation has the items, economic development. And citizens can come through that day and kind of see what goes on in the village. What are the important things? Maybe have a respect then for the comprehensive plan as we described the things that we're doing.
What kind of
fair?
Kind of a fair.
We call them minister fairs at work.
Yeah, something to get at least, especially families out.
Information.
Yeah.
We used to do something, and Barbara was talking about what they did in Bellevue. They did an ice cream social with it,
okay.
And did it at two different sections in the village. We used to do that in Harrison, but we had it. We had all the fire trucks out there. We had the plow trucks. We had our mowers. So we had the equipment demo and the municipal equipment, and then also the different, you know, boards and commissions were there. So people, the adults could talk to them, well, the kids got to check out all the cool equipment. And
that's fun.
So it was a big family event, and you wouldn't believe how many people come out. I mean, you draw them in with that equipment and the activities, and, you know, keep them kind of limited because you really want it to focus on municipal services and what you do. But we really got a good draw, and I don't know what you guys had with yours, if you got a lot of people coming to yours as well. Yeah, I mean, you would have, like, hundreds coming to the ones, because, like I said, you'd have these big plow trucks and fire trucks sitting out there, and the kids just The parents came, and then you could talk to them about the different things that the committees are doing, solicit committee members, talk to about, you know, parks and the park committee was always a big deal, because they were, you know, they were doing things and getting some information out to them. You know, Plan Commission was another one that had good information that they could provide. So it just seemed like a really good family event, and they're still doing it. I mean, we started doing it a few years ago when I was there, and they still do it every year. And it's a big draw. Midsummer, have it on a weeknight, and they just really get the word out. And it's
What's
been
the
very
village?
Successful.
It'll be a foundation to start doing more outreach too.
Yeah.
Get some visibility.
Well, and like the East River Trail, that's something as they're working. I mean, there's a lot of exciting things going on. But, yeah, unless people look on the village website or know where to find stuff, they don't hear about it.
Yeah. And, you know, this building is a great building, you know, for people to come to, but I think they just don't think about it sometimes, you know. And if you can incorporate it with something that draws the kids and draws the community as a whole, even like an ice cream social.
What goes on in the, I'm not remembering now, is there much in this mall or whatever it is next to us?
Bellin's, and then also they've done a total renovation.
That is Bellin's,
yeah.
Okay.
So it used to be more open.
I was say, I wonder if that's a parking lot to utilize.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. They've allowed us in the past for like elections and things for us to use that for all of our staff to park over there to keep this facility open or people to park. Like we had the WPS and the pilot program here, and we had events in here that were unbelievably full of people. I mean, they barely fit in this area. It was just huge, two huge events we had here. And I don't know what drew the people, but man, there were people here, like, unbelievable. So there is some interest in
Put a bouncy house out there and people bring their kids.
A bouncy house,
people drag the kids along.
Yeah, put in a smokehouse, you know, get the fire department, bring the smokehouse in so the kids can experience that, going through that, you know. Something that you can keep it really family-oriented.
Brandon Red Fire Truck.
Yes, it just really draws the people out and gets them involved, and it's a good chance for the boring or stuff that people maybe wouldn't come out to tie into that and get people involved in that way too.
Now, is it feasible? I mean, maybe at the rate our review of our comprehensive plan update will go, maybe it would fit in very nicely, because it's probably going to be a little bit of a drawn-out process.
Yeah. But yeah, you could do something midsummer. We can work with the Parks and Recreation Department and have them get involved and help set up. You know, Jenny can work on that and try to get something set up and make it a big event. Yeah. And really draw.
Maybe the Y would do something, too. Fitness or something else, and talking about walking and biking in the community and plans. And
center, get them involved. I mean, you can really expand it as much as you wanted to, you know, more community-based activities. Have the boys' baseball organization there, girls' softball, you know, have kind of all the different service organizations, invite them as well. You can really do as much or as little as you wanted. If you want to just focus on municipal, you can do that, or you can expand it and invite more.
Is that something maybe you ask the board if they're willing to consider that, or is that something staff just does kind of and says, hey, we're looking at this?
I think it should go to the board. Because you want them to buy into and they're backing it.
But it might be nice. I mean.
Yeah, Brian mentioned we could use maybe a gym at one of the schools too if we wanted to have an indoor facility. You know.
I know the board is talking. I mean, you as board members try to have outreach, and you get some people that come to the Village Grill or whatever else. But that's not that broad of a cross section. I don't know if that many people come to the.
They don't. It's a very we've tried that where you would be in a Saturday morning, and then you would meet two or three people show up.
And maybe the positive is maybe you say, hey, your Harrison example or Bellevue or different areas, and say, this has been done in other places. We talk about we want to be family friendly. This is something. And I don't know if this group wants to volunteer to help in what capacity for an event like that, at least to get it started. But we can always have that discussion at the board.
We'll have our table.
Yeah, well, I would show up.
We'll stay up our table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could have tables for the different commissions or committees and, get them to have information there, what they're working on. And, I think it would be good. I mean, and the village board members can all come and they can have their own table or section or whatever. But it was a very positive event. I think it really drew the people into it.
I'll throw my request in. Let's try and get a table over by the public works equipment so I can watch my son.
Yes.
He would be there for hours.
Yeah.
You just want to see the new fire truck.
Didn't even know there was a new fire truck.
Yeah. All right.
It's really green man. Yeah.
So what's the birthday of the village?
Ooh.
Of course, maybe it's early December.
Yeah, then it's
January 3rd.
Do we have any village-oriented events?
They have the car show, right?
The car show.
Yeah, that's not.
Alloway Day.
The chicken cook-off.
Good rhymes.
Yeah.
chicken cook-off or chili cook-off, did you say? Chicken?
Well, no, isn't there a chicken cook-off day somewhere?
There's a chicken fest. Harrison chicken has chicken fest. Yes. And then there's paper fest. And then there's, I think, the water fest. There's a cheese festival. This is all down in the valley. There's a bunch of them.
Well, there's cranberry fest. There's all over the place. Yeah.
Well, but no, the village has a chicken.
Just
some
by the
group
village?
Sells chicken, you know, has a barbecue. There are little blue signs every summer sitting around. Sure, here in Alloway. Some group does it. So.
But Alloway Fest is the only one I see. But
maybe I miss it. Anyway, that's another.
So yes,
that's
that
a
was
good idea.
Yeah.
Well,
we start small and work our way up.
Well, yeah, I think if we kept a small first year and tried to see how it went, and we got to talk to Brad and Jenny and see what, you know, in the Parks Department, because they would have to be involved in it, I'm sure, and help with the PR and all of that.
I'm sure Craig will be overjoyed at getting all of his equipment.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about if they're moving farther along in, like, the design of Riverside. I mean, you talk about bring out some of the displays and put it. I mean, I have a project that I actually have that in my consultant contract, that the consultants will go to different events in De Pere. So they can go to farmers markets, they can go to the county fair, they can go to those kind of things. And we're going to have alternatives that are going to impact the downtown area. We're going to go out to where the people are.
And that's a good idea. It's a good way to get the word out. Because we had that public meeting Wednesday. I don't know if you went to that.
Yeah.
Penny. And there were, I guess...
Well, I didn't go Wednesday, went Tuesday.
Oh.
To the Tuesday part.
Oh, okay. What, the DOT office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wednesday night they had the one at Webster for the general public. And I guess there were a fair amount of people there.
There were quite a few people at Webster. I was at Webster.
Were you at Webster? Yeah, it sounded like there were quite a few.
Did you put dots on? Colored
no,
dots?
I didn't put any dots, but I wrote a lot of cards.
That's good.
And stuck them in the box, and I talked to the guy.
Great.
Good.
I would think we should produce some sort of one-page, you know, front and back brief that describes what the what project we're dealing with. You know, if it's the comprehensive plan approval, you know, it's just something that a resident can take and read and get a general idea of what's going on. So something that you would have on the website, but also, you know, something that could be on the brochure rack.
I like the idea of our guiding documents, a comprehensive plan, is trying to find then a synopsis so that residents get an appreciation for that. What does our comprehensive plan do in one or two pages, kind of similar to what you're saying?
It would be nice if we could put an announcement on the water bills or something.
You know, maybe we could do something, too, with the comprehensive plan was adopted in such and such, and these are the things that have already happened on it. And actually, when you go back and look, a lot of things really did happen.
Yep.
And the work on the trails and the parks, that's part of it. And
water.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that really happened. So it could almost be like a celebration of what happened.
Yeah.
And then
what the plan has done for you.
Yes, here's what the plan has done for you.
Just to build on that, maybe as the annual report moves forward, maybe that should be a special section. What we've done as a plan commission to implement the comprehensive plan.
There
Instead
you go.
Of, yeah, there's there other tasks, go. And then there's the comp plan. So then we're constantly driving the message on multiple ways and messages, hey, comp plan is important, and this is what we're doing to try and implement it or encourage it.
And I guess that's why it's really important that we all understand it and agree with it.
Nice. So maybe we should
your
all
point.
Read it.
Yeah, we should all probably read it.
So with that, as we're getting close to my bedtime, let's move on to agenda topic 15, next meeting date. I guess for the next meeting, I would like to have the discussion of what do we want to do in 2013, and it sounds like what we're talking about right now might be a good thing, having some sort of a day or days to kind of celebrate being here, just kind of a fun activity. So if you have thoughts on big things you want to do, like Howard wants to sit down and individually rewrite the zoning code, feel free to share that.
Tonight to do it.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I'll try and get to it tomorrow.
By the end of the week, right?
Yeah, by the end of the week.
I'm getting slap happy. It's been a long day. The other thing is, I don't know if we're going to have, if Trevor's going to have updates to some of the documents that we talked about tonight.
We'll shoot for that, trying to get it to the next one.
And if it looks like it's going to be a really long agenda like this, as always, I always say any zonings or any redevelopment, that should trump these other discussion points and put that towards the bottom of the agenda. Anything else that anyone would like added to the agenda? I know Roger will be looking for the discussion on dollars for publications we could consider. So maybe we can put that in the notes or put that somewhere. Well, you've seen you're taking care of the notes, you'll make sure.
Well, I think if you can get me the info, well, we have money budgeted for that, so we can go ahead and,
okay,
and do that if you guys have, you know, if that's something you think you'd like to do. Unless you want us to bring it back, you can look at it more.
Well, you know, at least get the general link distributed to everyone so they can take a look at kind of what's there. You can't read anything thoroughly because you have to have the membership, you know, the membership number to put in it to be able to read a full document. But you can get a general sense of the types of documents available on this one website. So
if nothing else under topic 15, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Motion by Trustee Dart.
Second.
Second by Perrault. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I think your kids are ready to adjourn.
Yes, I think they were a long time ago. They're making faces at me like, hurry up.
Is your church here in town?
Yeah, it's on the east side.
Oh, okay. You go to the same one that I took.
Yeah.
Is that over
there?
They were
good.
They were very good.
7 and 8.
Yeah.
Four
really
times.
7 and 8.
Very good. It's the next exit class from there.
Oh,
it's
Tracy.
Right on the interstate. It's not that one. I know which one you're talking about, but it's...
Tracy.
It's further north.
Okay.
It's right out of me.
You're recording there.
Okay.